Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. Hamilton County Commissioner Todd Portoon, who's battling cancer, says he'll leave office at the end of the year. He'd like to be able to name his replacement, who would run for a full term in 2020. Joining me to discuss that situation is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Jay.
So is Commissioner Portoon going to be able to name his replacement?
Right now, it's not at all clear. I know who he wants. Who he wants is Eric Kearney, who a former state senator who is now the head of the African-American Chamber of Commerce. But Kearney has decided he doesn't want to be a county commissioner. So he's looking around for other people. One of them is possibly Connie Pillage, the former state representative. And she's not made up her mind yet. We expect her to make up her mind next week about whether or not she wants to be appointed to the county commission and whether or not she wants to run next year for a full term. Now, this whole thing is going to be really up to the Democratic Party. I mean, the Democratic Party is going to have to ratify whatever choice Portoon makes, so he needs to work with the party leadership on this.
What about former State Representative Alicia Reese? She's a Democrat, has filed petitions, and is going to be on the March ballot. Could Portoon support her?
I think he's made it pretty clear that he's not going to. And I don't know why. I don't know what the issue is, but he's never even spoken about that. He has just the other day, John Cranley, the mayor of Cincinnati, endorsed Reese for that job. And Reese has filed her petition. She is going to be a candidate on the March primary ballot. Whether or not she has opposition yet remains to be seen. Now, the filing deadline is not till December 18th. So they have some time, about, you know, nearly a month to sort this out.
Clearly, Mayor Cranley and Commissioner Portoon have battled in recent years, in recent weeks. So
yes,
one would think that perhaps an endorsement by the mayor would not necessarily persuade Todd Portoon.
I think that is a good sign that probably not. Yes.
What is the Republicans' attitude toward all this?
I think they're just sitting back and watching this and hoping that there is some kind of a divisive primary among the Democrats for this seat, because it would end up probably helping their candidate, who is a businessman by the name of Andy Black from Indian Hill, who has never run for a countywide office before, and he needs a name recognition. He's able to raise money. But they would just as soon see a nice big fight in the Democratic Party, so that the candidate, whoever wins the primary, Reese or whoever else, would have to spend a whole lot of money and a whole lot of energy doing it.
In about 30 seconds, another incumbent Democrat, Denise Treehouse, is up for re-election. Do the Republicans have an opponent for her yet?
I'm told that they are focusing on one person, but that person is not ready to identify him or herself. And that's according to Alex Triantafila, the chairman of the Hamilton County Republican Party. So we're still waiting for that. They will have someone, but that's going to be a very difficult race, because Driehaus is obviously the incumbent. She's been very popular, and she will be hard to beat.
And as we mentioned, the filing deadline, when folks have to make up their mind, is December the 18th. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson, you can read his column and Tales from the Trail at WVXU.org. Howard, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.